Tēnā koe te waia mai ki te kūninga ki Pūrehurua. Thank you for calling Massey University. We wish to advise that your call will be recorded for the purposes of training, transaction monitoring and quality assurance. For password inquiries, please press 1. For all other inquiries, please hold. All our staff are currently on calls. Please hold and we will be with you shortly.
Hi there. I am having extreme difficulty trying to get a formal email of complaint to your to a number of addresses that seem to be the correct people to send it to at the top of the tree there. It's very urgent, actually. It's to do with one of your service providers, quote unquote, that are playing absolutely wicked and horrifically distressing games with a dog's ashes. I'm extremely distressed and I really need somebody to sort it out for me. They're your contractor, and I'm just being completely ignored by the veterinary school. Or the veterinary hospital, the head there at the veterinary hospital. It's just a really distressing situation. And if you don't help me, I'm really just going to have to go to the press over it because, and I am a journalist myself, so I do know how to do that. So it's not an empty threat. But look, I need this sorted out. This is just a horrific situation with somebody that is just enjoying being frankly, a complete prick with the dog's ashes.
Yeah, I'm very sorry to hear that. It's something that is going on for you. Obviously, it's not something that I would ever wish upon anybody. So hopefully we can try to find some correct people for you to reach out.
Yeah, well, please don't just put me back to Pauline Nijiman or the people at the vet hospital that have just been ignoring the whole situation and actually played a big part in creating it in the first place, because that would not be the right thing to do. That would inflame my feelings about Massey significantly at this point. If you do that.
Yeah, absolutely. I can totally understand that.
I'll tell you who I've tried to reach out to, but their emails either keep bouncing back or the last two didn't bounce, but they're all away until like the 20th or something like that. Well, you know, my chances of this, the ashes, if you understood what was happening, you would understand that even if these are my dog's ashes, and there's a big question mark over that, I do want them in the small chance that they actually are, and the chance of them still being there by the 20th, whether his or not, is probably minimal the way this whole thing is going. So I'll tell you who I've reached out to, and they've just kept bouncing. Richard L. Abbey, Jonathan Bray, all of those have bounced. I then reached out with an email to Jay Huxley. That did accept, but his autoresponder said he's away until the 20th. And in that autoresponder, he said to reach out to his 2IC, Wendy Rowe, and that's just come back saying she's away till the 5th, even though Huxley's autoresponder said that she was dealing with urgent emails. She's clearly not dealing with anything until the 5th of January. So that's basically, and now I'm talking to you.
Okay, beautiful. Right, let me have a very quick look at Wendy's details on our end. Bear with me. We'll just see when she's
now, I can forward you this email that I've just sent to all of these parties, and I have CC'd it to the... but they're obviously, you know, going to wait for you to the part. I'll tell you who I CC'd it to, and then I'll say what I'm going to say about that. So I've CC'd it to the chief executive of the New Zealand Veterinary Association, and I've CC'd it to the head of something appropriate at the Ministry of Primary Industries, Mary Van Andel. And they have both gone through successfully. They obviously don't try to hide from the public the way your, or from public communications the way your executives do there, or your heads of school do there. But of course, they won't be doing anything because they're just CC'd parties. They'll be just watching, you know, watching the trail. So that's not the way for me to urgently get the matter resolved at this point.
Absolutely. Sorry, just to clarify, so I'm probably 100% can guarantee that you have been in contact with the vet clinic themselves already.
Yes, 100%. They've been CC'd on every single email exchange that I've had with this horrific company, Pet Farewells.
Beautiful.
And every single one. They organised it, and they've been CC'd in every single email, including the final one that I sent to them that is being ignored by both your supplier and by the vet hospital. There's been about 7 emails over the course of the last 2 weeks, and the last one was yesterday, all completely ignored. I can forward you the whole thing so that you can have it in front of you and see exactly what I'm talking about. Would you like me to do that? What's your email address?
Yeah, so that would just go through to contact@massey.ac.nz, contact@massey.ac.nz, and then I can pick that one up out of our email queue.
Okay, cool. Attention, what was your name, please?
Alexa.
A-L-E-X-A?
Yeah, that's correct.
Got it. Okay, right. I won't bother with typing you a covering email because I've already said it, basically. But here we go. I have just sent it now. So you've seen the whole trail. You've seen the trail of the emails that have been ignored by the vet hospital, and you've seen the 3 covering emails that I've sent to the parties. I've just got autoresponders or bounce backs from that explain to them why I'm forwarding that trail in the first place.
Yeah, absolutely. Right, let me have a look. So, sorry, I'm just waiting for that one to come through into our inbox. One moment. Beautiful. There we go. Beautiful. And is it Pet Farewells?
Pet Farewells, and it's their Hamilton operation, and a bloke called Gavin Shepherd and his wife Lynn Shepherd that seem to be the owners of that operation, and you'll see there's some real bullying activity or tone to this Gavin Shepherd's no explanation. Anyway, you can read it all for yourself. It's all actually there. I will be publishing that email trail. Actually, I do have my own online customer service publication, and I will actually be publishing that full email trail verbatim, and actually I will publish the attempts I've had to forward it to the various parties at Massey. I think the public, and particularly devoted pet owners like myself, absolutely need to know what goes on behind the scenes of whether it's an entire industry regarding pet cremation or whether it's just this company, pet owners like myself need to be spared of this extraordinary level of distress. And they also need to see the complete unaccountability by Massey with regard to any attempt to resolve this bloody horrific experience that I'm having that should never have happened. And it's still happening.
Yeah, absolutely. I can understand that. That's probably really horrible for you.
It's really, really horrible. I mean, horrible doesn't even come close to cutting it as a description of how I'm feeling about this situation.
Yeah, absolutely. I have my own pet, and I would absolutely hate for anything to be, obviously, happening as it is to you. So what I think I will need to do is to go and have a chat with my team leader about what our next steps would be for you.
Thank you. I really appreciate that, Alexa.
Resolution.
Yeah, Alexa.
Get connected with someone that can actually help.
Great. Alexa, can I just reiterate to you, please, do not, do not let them just flick the email on to Pauline Nijman, who will do nothing, because if she hasn't done nothing, she hasn't done anything so far, she's not going to. And I'm just going to get some sort of flick off, disingenuous response from her. That will be all that amounts to. I need a resolution, and I need a resolution. I need the ashes, whether they're Harry's or not. I need them. And number number three, I actually need some accountability, which clearly is not going to come from Nijman or anyone else at the actual vet hospital.
Yeah, absolutely. Understood. And I can definitely make sure that we don't just pop you through to Pauline or to anyone else that cannot help.
Yeah,
so we can
try by email or by phone redirection. Neither is going to result in any form of resolution or accountability.
Okay, perfect. Understood. We will make sure that we don't do that.
Thank you.
So,
thank you.
Are you okay for me to pop you on hold?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Just don't cut me off if you've got my phone number in case you accidentally do.
Sure, I have. So we are, bear with me. So what are we? 06657 0170.
That's it. Thank you. I'll hold happily. Well, I'm not happy, but I'll happily hold, if you know what I mean.
Yeah, absolutely. I'll be back with you as soon as I can. I won't be too long.
Thank you.
Thank you.
inga bu koro piako kore kore ko iho anatera takatoa nei moenga ke katahi tonu katutaki rangiru a konga hara ma oho mai hoki koe I toku tai tona a te hawaia kore ana toku ingoa e mō pera te moero te aro I hea au a e whae ana
Koe e hiki soa ai.
I'm here.
I chat with my team leaders and they have advised that it is something that needs to be discussed with our vet clinic. And I've had a chat with them and they have said that everything needs to be dealt with them as well. So I am more than happy to pop you through back to them.
That's exactly what you said you wouldn't do, because I've already tried to deal with it multiple times through them and they are just flicking me off or ignoring me. And you've just done exactly what you promised you wouldn't do.
Yeah, so unfortunately I have spoken with my team leader and they have advised that it's not
you're
something
repeating
that our
yourself. You're repeating yourself. But I am trying to get up to your vice chancellor level and your formal complaints at the most senior level, and their emails are bouncing and or they're away until the 5th or the 20th of whatever of January. And I should have the right to be able to escalate this to them. So what can you do to facilitate me getting escalated to them, which I have the right to do and to request to do?
I have spoken with
I know them. You've spoken to your team leader. Please don't repeat that, because you're really annoying me. I am saying to you that I have the perfect right to go to escalate the complaint up to those parties that I mentioned to you and that are in the two line of the email that I forward to you. So without repeating what you've tried to tell me three times, which is that you just want to put me back to the vet hospital that have been ignoring me all this time, I'm asking you how I get to those upper level people in the email. But how do I get that?
The School of Veterinary Science, who do not manage anything that is dealt with by the vet clinic. They are separate bodies.
So what about the head of the university, like the people that I've actually put the titles and the names of and the email addresses of in that email? How do I get to them?
Yep. So John Huxley and Ray Gilla, who you've CC'd your emails onto, they are academics within the College of Sciences, so it's School of Veterinary Science. So they don't manage anything that is to do with the veterinary clinic.
So who does? Clinic. So who's up past the line of Pauline Nijman? Who's up above her?
So there's a woman called Jane who manages all of the Massey Vets side of things.
Okay.
She's on annual leave until the new year.
Okay, what's her name and email address?
So I'm not able to provide contact details.
What's her full name?
I only have Jane. That's the only name that I've got.
You must have her last name. I can't believe that you don't have her last name and her title.
Yep. So I'm not able to just provide contact details.
I'm not asking you at this point for contact details. I'm asking you for her name and her title. You should be able to provide that to any member of the public.
But that would be something that the vet clinic would be able to assist you with.
But they obviously won't, and it's also something you can assist me with because you're a reception at the main switchboard, so you can see everybody's names and titles in the entire university, and I'm asking you simply for the last name of the Jane that you just mentioned and her professional title, please.
As I've said, I'm not able to provide the information.
Why not?
Members within the Massey Vets team, because they are separate to the colleges within Massey University.
That's what you just said is completely irrelevant. I'm asking for the name and the title of somebody that I'm perfectly entitled to escalate my complaint to. Yep. You don't even have to give me her contact details. I'm asking for her last name and her title, please.
I don't have a last name for her. It's not information that I can provide to you.
I actually think that you're telling a lie.
I'm more than happy, if you would like me to pop you on hold and you can have a chat with my team leader, or I can transfer you through to the vet clinic.
I don't want to be transferred to the vet clinic, and I don't know how many times I have to make that any clearer than I've already made that across the 27 minutes and 56 seconds that I've now been recording this call.
Yeah, absolutely. So would you prefer to have a chat with my team leader?
Yes, I would. And what I would like you to do is not accidentally cut me off or leave me holding for another 20 minutes. And I'd like the name of your team leader that you're going to put me through to, not just some anonymous voice on the line, please.
Absolutely. So her name's Pauline. Are you okay if I
call? Pauline, not Pauline Nijman.
Yeah. No, not Pauline Nijman. No, her name's Polly. Yeah, she's my team leader. Sorry, different Pauline. Sorry.
Right.
I understand how that would be alarming. My apologies.
Okay, all right, off we go.
Beautiful, awesome. I'll just pop you on hold very quickly, and then Pauline will be the next voice that you hear.
I'm sure you know what I'm calling about and don't require me to go over it all again, and I hope you have read the email trail that I've forwarded through Alexa.
Yes, yep, I have.
Are you going to play this who's going to speak first game with me, or are you going to just get straight into the issue that you know it is?
I do know what it's about, and I understand your frustration. Now, what Lex has done is absolutely all we can do. So on this line, we take student inquiries, so prospects, enrolments, and that kind of thing. The vet clinic is a separate entity.
I want to go up past the vet clinic because I have been ignored by them for 3 weeks. So I want to go up past them, and I have put the names of people that I should be able to access with a formal university ethics breach complaint. I have put them in the emails, and they're either bouncing and or they're going to people that whose autoresponders are saying they're not back until the 20th, and the autoresponder says, but contact this person, Wendy Rowe, for anything urgent, but her autoresponder says that she's not available until the 5th of January. So who do I go to for something genuinely urgent and somebody who is genuinely there and genuinely doing their job to genuinely address urgent and serious issues?
Yeah, absolutely. I understand it. The university is actually closed.
it closed on Friday, and it was closed until the 5th of January, which is why you cannot get hold of anyone. Te Paipoto, so the National Contact Centre, we're classed as an essential service, so we are open, so then we don't have delays with student inquiries coming in through January. This is why you can't get hold of anybody, because the university is officially closed for everyone except us.
Please continue.
So what I'm trying to say here is that you won't be able to get hold of the people that you need to get hold of because we are closed. So in Te Paipoto, because we are student-facing, we stay open a couple of extra days. So when we come back in January, because January to March is our peak period, so we don't come back to, you know, an extra 500 or 1,000 emails, which is why we work these 2 days. This will be why you are having trouble tracking people down, because no one is actually required to be working on Monday or Tuesday of this week.
Okay, so can you please give me the correct email addresses for the Vice Chancellor and the Vice Chancellor and Richard Le'Abi and Jonathan Bray,
okay,
because their email addresses are rejecting.
Hey, who is, sorry, I'm not familiar with Richard Abbey. Who is he?
Richard Le'Abi. I don't have their titles in. Oh, I can if I hold you up and go to my sent box, because I put the titles in the...
I'm looking at your email from this morning.
The clinical director and head of school. So one is the clinical director and one is the head of school.
Look, Richard. ABBIE, was that right?
Le'Abi, Richard L, and there may or may not be an apostrophe in there, you can't tell from his email address, Le'Abi. So one is the clinical director, as far as what I'm able to ascertain, and the other one is the head of school.
Okay.
You'll see that is in the those titles are in the covering letter of the email I sent to their email addresses and CC'd to the Ministry of Primary Industries and the NZ Veterinary Association.
Is this the one this morning? I'm just double checking. Okay. Oh, okay. Sorry, I misheard Le'Abi. I'm not aware of a Richard Abbey. Does it mean? I'm just going to try something else.
Yeah, Richard Le'Abi. Le'Abi.
I wonder if there, you're right, if there was supposed to be an apostrophe in there. I can't see him as a staff member. I wonder if that's why it bounced. Was it Richard's email address that bounced?
It was all of them, basically, apart from Huxley and Wendy Rowe. So there was Richard Le'Abi, there was Jonathan Bray, there was Vice-Chancellor, and there was another title whereby the...
Okay, so the registrar?
Registrar. That also
we haven't had registrars for some years now. They were positions on each campus. So when we moved into a central service model, I'm going to say around 2017, that we don't have registrars, campus registrars anymore. And I cannot find a Richard Le'Abi in the staff directory, nor can I find a Jonathan Bray.
They do exist there because I have found them. I may have closed the tab now, but I found them both there. In fact, a Professor John Monday is the up the line from Bray. Because if I go back here, if I go back from Monday's profile to Jonathan Bray, the Director of Philosophy, Veterinary Science.
Are you getting this information from the expertise page?
I'm getting it from, yes, I am. I'm getting it from that area of your website.
Okay, perfect. Yeah, okay, I can see Jonathan. Study completed. Okay.
He's an oncologist specialing in soft tissue sarcoma in canines.
Yes, I can see that one. I'm on the same page as you now. So have you sent the email to John Monday?
No, because no, but I can because but he doesn't seem to be, he seems to be very much, you know, the academic PhD supervisor type person, as opposed to somebody that you would send a complaint to.
Yeah, absolutely. So I think with some of these people that we're sending it to, they are the academics, so they look after the teaching side of things, not necessarily the vet clinic side of things.
Well, the thing is that...
And that's, I think that's going to be the issue with some of the people potentially that you've sent this to. So Ray Gore is our PVC in the College of Science. John Huxley is the person in charge, I suppose, of the Bachelor of Vet Science program for teaching.
Well, you must have, okay, hold those thoughts for a minute. Okay, roger that. But you must have, ethically speaking, you must have a senior executive in the overall university somewhere that a complaint, a serious complaint, can be escalated to and addressed by. There must be a person with a title whose job description includes or is focused around receiving and addressing such escalated complaints.
Yeah, so we do have a complaints process, and there is an online form, and happy to send you that. That's absolutely fine. We generally use that for student complaints.
Yeah, but this is, yeah, I just want to ask you if you noted the urgency and the distress and the severity of the issue that we're dealing with, which is twofold. Number one, I'm trying to get the ashes of what might or might not be my dog from your contractor, Pet Farewells. And you can see the games that are being played and the distress that is being intentionally caused me and the complete ignorance of, you know, I've offered to pay, send me the ashes. Whether or not they are his, I do not believe they are his, but I want them in the small chance that they are. Anyway, you've read that email. You've seen the horrific situation that's been going on for 3 weeks since I lost my little boy. And I think you can see how inappropriate it would be for me to fill in an online form in a complaint, you know, drawn out process of templates and autoresponders and what have you. I want the ashes of the dog that are being held with no good reason, whether or not they're Harry's, they're being held with no good reason. I have, as you can see from that invoice, I have been from that email, I've been saying, send me the invoice immediately and send me the ashes and stop this horrific gaslighting and cruelty campaign that you have going on. All I can say is just what I've already said. This is not something I want to put in an online form and get a whole series of pointless pieces of correspondence dragging out for the next 6 months. I want the ashes of the dog, and I want them now, and there is no reason I shouldn't have them, and they are your contractor, and you should have some form of obligation to facilitate this whole situation.
Yeah, no, I'm not underplaying the situation at all. What I am trying to say is that we do have a complaints process. It is for students. It is an online form. We have given you the option of going through to the vet clinic.
You can see that I have tried to do that for 3 weeks and I have been roundly ignored. You can see that from the email chain. Putting me back through there now is not going to change anything other than to escalate my distress and frustration. It is not going to get the resolution I seek. And the resolution needs to come urgently, as I think any humane, which your organisation clearly is not, any humane person or institution would actually readily see and acknowledge.
Okay, now I understand that. Now, this Pauline Legerman, is she not someone that you want to talk to?
She has been getting these emails for the last 3 weeks, or however long this email trail has been going on. So no, I do not think I'm going to get anywhere with her other than more frustrated and more distressed than I already am.
Right. Okay. So she is available and she is available to talk to. She is in the vet clinic, so she is in the right place for you to be talking to. I don't have anyone outside of her that we can pop you through to today, because the university is closed.
Okay, here's what I'd like you to do for me, because I am more than justifiably distressed. I will hold while you go through to her, and there is a simple question that I'd like you to ask before you come back to me with the answer, and the simple question requires a simple yes or no. Will she facilitate the urgent release of the dog's ashes, or will she not? And if she doesn't give you a simple yes, or a very straight cut yes or a straight cut no, then I'll take it as a no, and there is no point in talking to her. So I'll hold while you ask her, please, and come back to me with a, ask her that simple question. Will she facilitate the urgent release of the ashes to me? Yes or no? I'll hold.
Okay, thank you.
Because I have just sent her that email. I have her email address. I've just sent it to the whole trail. I've sent it to her again. And it says, her autoresponder says, thanks for your email. I will reply once I'm back next week. So with regard to Lex's kind offer to put me through to somebody that she damn well knew wasn't there until next week, I just want to rest my case.
No, Lex offered to put you through to Lou in the vet clinic.
Who is Lou? Who is Lou?
She's
she's a lady on the counter.
A lady on the counter. After this has been going on for this long, needs to be escalated to your vice chancellor or somebody at the top of the tree. You were just going to put me onto the receptionist at the vet hospital, who've also been ignoring all the emails for the last 3 weeks. That's what you were going to do for me. After Lex promising that is exactly what she would not do, that is exactly what she was going to do.
Excuse me. My understanding from my conversation with Lex and speaking to Lou is that we would pop it through to Lou and then Lou would escalate it.
Okay? To whom? Who would Lou escalate it to?
Pauline.
Pauline's not there. I've just got an email saying, an autoresponder saying she's not there this week. So how is she going to escalate it to somebody that's not there?
I have just called it myself and she's not answering. So this is why, okay? This is why we've tried the number and she's not there. As I said, the university is closed.
Heart is not closed and I want the dog's ashes back. They've been ignoring the situation for 3 weeks when they weren't, 2 weeks or more of which they were not closed.
Right. Yep. So there's nothing here that we in Te Paipoto can help you with that. The vet clinic is separate to us.
But I'm trying to the vet clinic is part of the university. The university has ultimate responsibility for ethical breaches and for brand reputation. And I am trying to get to the person or persons who should care about that.
Absolutely, which is what we are trying to do. So I can go back to Lou and we can have a discussion about whether there is someone else there who would be happy to take your inquiry.
It's not an inquiry. It's a very serious formal complaint and it's not going to be resolved at the veterinary hospital level or they would have done so in the last 3 weeks.
Right. So what I am saying is that the university is...
I hear you. I do not have impaired intellectual capacity. I hear you.
Neither do I. So I can call through to the vet clinic and see if there is someone else.
What I want to do is get an answer. I do not want you to just put me through to somebody that I have to tell the whole story all over again and they're going to say, well, we'll tell Pauline when she comes back next week. I want a simple answer. Is somebody going to get the dog's ashes back for me or are they not? It's a simple, straightforward question and it's a yes or a no.
I can't answer that for you. So all we can do is try and see if there is someone available who can answer that for you, but that is not us.
Well, I want you to ask them and get the yes or no and then give it to me so that I don't have to put myself through having to go through the whole sordid tale all over again.
Sure, okay.
So you know the question. Are you going to facilitate
urgent release of the dog's ashes?
Yes, and a yes or a no.
Sit down, thank you.
Don't
forget your family, yeah. Don't forget you to my friends, yeah. Oh, 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 oh. So she's on, she's all that. But she's heading on the right track. But at the feet as she walked away. Oh, never to look back again. She lost what she knows and what all the lies. From a brand new image and a world of lies. But days and numbers, relationships suffer. She lost the face of all those who matter. So don't forget your jump off the rain, yeah. Don't forget your family, yeah. Don't forget your roots and my friend. The ones who made you, the ones who brought you here. Don't forget your roots and my friend, yeah. Don't forget your family, yeah. Don't forget your roots and my friend, yeah. Oh, oh.
Yep.
I've spoken with Belle on the vet clinic reception. I have asked her your question, and she said she will do her very best to facilitate your request.
Great. Could you please forward her the email trail?
She has it already.
She has it. The one I've just sent to Pauline Nijeman.
I don't know if she has that one, but she is aware of your situation. And she
she needs the latest trail.
The email trail, and she said yes.
Pauline, she needs the latest trail. She probably hasn't got the very latest, so I want to make sure she has that. How do I get that to her?
Is this the one from this morning at 9:37 or a different one?
Hang on. Yeah, fourth attempt, the one to Dear Professor Rowe, that one.
Okay, so what we'll do is I'll just forward this. I just have to find an email address for the vet clinic. It might be a second.
Well, I can tell you what it is, but they don't answer it.
Okay, if you have it, that would be great.
Yeah, I have it, but like I said, they don't answer it. It's vethospital@massey.ac.nz.
Okay, we're just forwarding that through to them now.
Could you put attention, what was the person's name, Belle?
It's all right, we've just hit the button.
Yeah.
It's okay, so she should have that now.
So she knows
that. What we're going to do is we're going to put you through to...
Oh, God.
To her name is Belle, okay?
Righto.
Thanks very much.
So for the sake of the recording, it actually sounds like they've just dropped me into a vacuum. The little clicks on the line just sound as though it's essentially as good as disconnected. But I'll hold for another few minutes just to make sure. Thank you. Well, they obviously have cut me off. Even though there's no disconnect signal, it's just gone pretty much dead. So I have a second landline on my desk, and I'm going to call them again.
Tēnā koe, te waia mai ki te kuninga ki Pūre Hurua. Thank you for calling Massey University. We wish to advise that your call will be recorded for the purposes of training, transaction monitoring and quality assurance. For password inquiries, please press 1. For all other inquiries, please hold. All our staff are currently on calls. Please hold and we will be with you shortly.
Also, for the sake of the recording, I haven't hung up on the other line. If they were going to come back, they still have the opportunity to actually pick up the phone or have transferred me through. So I've got both lines open now, the one that I'm trying to call back on one landline, and the landline that is still just sitting there, assumedly disconnected or not being picked up by this bell person at all. Yeah, there's a disconnect. They've actually just disconnected me, as you hear.
Please hold, and we will be with you shortly. Hello, Ben. I have a recording that's been going for 1 hour and 17 seconds of me trying to get a complaint put through, and the not particularly useful ending of it was that you were going to put me right back to the people causing the problem, and just we're still at the reception level, somebody called Bill. However, after all of that, I've waited 5 or 10 minutes on hold to go back to Bill, and the phone is just disconnected.
Okay, let's see if we can get you through to Bill now. One moment. And they're at the vet clinic, yeah?
Yeah, I don't particularly want to go to the vet clinic because they're whom I'm complaining about and they are the source of the problem, but that is all that your supervisor, Pauline, would do for me.
Okay, perfect. Well, I'll try and get you through.
Wasn't that perfect, really?
Get a hold of them, all right?
Yep. So for the sake of the recording, it's not looking hopeful. The phone is just, there's no on hold music and it just sounds pretty dead again, but I'll keep holding to see what might or might not happen. Well, that's what happened. They just cut me off again. Okay, so I'll stop this recording now because obviously that's just the game that's going to keep on being played all day if I was willing to keep playing it.